every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Yes, I am here, actually in lovely Cannon Beach, Oregon here today for the next couple of days. Half vacation. I'm still doing all the normal work, except for yesterday's Observer Radio. Thank God for Garrett. But anyway, we got a lot to get into here today. It's Tuesday, and so we got NXT tonight. And NXT is actually a go-home show, sort of. The NXT tonight is, they got a six-man tag involving Trick Williams, Joe Hendry, and Mike Santana, all of whom are facing off for the TNA title coming up on Sunday at Slammiversary. And as always, whenever there's anything TNA related to talk about, we're lucky enough to just, by coincidence, have Lance Storm as the co-host here today. So we're going to talk about that on the program. We got Raw from last night, which included a gauntlet match to determine the challenger for Gunther at SummerSlam. We'll tell you about that. We got Impact and Slammiversary lineups for the next couple of days. A match has been announced for tomorrow's Dynamite, which is interesting, and I'll tell you why. We've also got notes on the Goldberg retirement rating, which I really got to talk about, and I'll tell you why when I get to it. And SmackDown on Friday and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, questions for Lance or myself, you're welcome to do so, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. I'm F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Ole Lance Storm is joining us here today. Ole Lance Storm, which is my my favorite nickname for you, Lance. What's going on?
Not too much. Finally stopped raining here in Calgary, so.
It's been raining?
Oh, all day yesterday, like for like 24 hours straight. Very wet.
Wow. Well, Lance, we haven't talked to you since this weekend. What, if anything, did you watch on this wild weekend?
What did I watch? I watched the Goldberg retirement match. I was curious to see it and see how he did. I've always liked Bill and got along with him, so I watched that. Thought it was quite good considering his age. I thought Gunther and he did a great job. I would have liked to have heard his entire speech at the end. I'll probably track it down at some point. But, yeah, I saw a few clips of a few matches. I saw all of Monday Night Raw last night, but I didn't actually watch any of the shows other than the Gunther match.
Well, I want to mention the Goldberg retirement match rating because it's kind of interesting, actually. Because everybody was talking about all of the shows this weekend, okay? So, you know, we had this big kind of debate on Observer Radio about, like, what's the point of all of this? Like, everyone's trying, oh, we're going to do this show to counter this show, and it's not 1988, and I can watch this on this device, and I can record this to watch it later. Like, is anything really affecting anything else? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, AEW ran their show, which ended up being an 8-hour show. There was actually 7 hours of wrestling on the show. The first hour of the pre-show was only talking. So if we're talking about just wrestling matches, they ran 7 hours of wrestling matches, and it actually cut into the beginning of Saturday night's main event. Which originally, you know, they didn't really want to go head-to-head with Saturday night's main event, so they moved it. But then they went head-to-head with Saturday night's main event for the main event anyway. So everyone's talking about, will it affect Saturday night's main event? Will it not affect Saturday night's main event? You know, blah, blah, blah. So the Saturday night's main event number did 1.4 million viewers, and it was down 27%. From the last Saturday night's main event, okay? Now, The moment you hear that, obviously your first thought is, wow, maybe All In actually did affect Saturday night's main event. The show was down 27% from the show in May, and it did have the retirement match of Bill Goldberg. Now, we don't have the quarter hour ratings, so we can't really determine, you know, because All In didn't go head-to-head with the entire show. It just went head-to-head with the first, I can't remember, half hour or something like that. So, but here's the notable thing about this, okay? Yes, this show was down 27% from the last show. The last show in May did 2 million viewers and a 0.54, okay? This show did 1.4 million and a 0.33. So that's a substantial drop. And if you want to, you probably could argue that All In hurt it. However, the first Saturday night's main event in December of 2024 did 1.6 million and a 0.4. The second one in January did 1.4 million, 1.49 million and a 0.33. And the one on this past Saturday did 1.4 million and a 0.33. So what actually happened, I'm not saying that All In did not affect Saturday night's main event. Maybe it did. But what actually happened, if you look at the last four episodes, is for some reason the May episode just did surprisingly well. The July 12th show this past Saturday actually did virtually exactly the same as the show in January and only a little bit below the show in December. So while it is down substantially from the last show, really the last show was kind of the aberration. The last show did an extra 500,000 viewers above all of the other shows. So I don't really know what the answer is. We don't have quarters to really make the determination. But, you know, you can say that going head-to-head with, you know, parts of All Out, the show was down 27% from last time. But you could also look at all of the ratings for Saturday night's main event and say it's actually more likely that what happened was May was just substantially up for reasons I cannot explain. But anyway, that's the number.
I think also, too, traditionally, aren't television ratings on the weekend traditionally lower during the summer? Like, do we have a summer number to compare?
No, because they just started back up again in December. So we only have two winter numbers, a spring number, and a summer number.
Like, kids are out of school, weather is good, people vacation. There's a chance that people just weren't home on a Saturday as well.
Well, the SmackDown on Friday did well. It was up 20% from the previous week. This was the show that actually went head-to-head with the Ring of Honor show, although I don't think anyone thinks that the Ring of Honor pay-per-view is going to affect SmackDown. But this show did 1.4 million viewers and a 0.37. And we didn't even talk about this on any of the shows this weekend. But on SmackDown Friday, the Wyatts won the tag team titles. So I talked about this before the match, actually, because I didn't think the Wyatts were going to win the titles. Because, you know, the Wyatts had been off TV for a long time. And their first match back, my God, they had an atrocious match with the Motor City Machine Guns, which Filthy Tom in his current state and me in my current state, we would have had a better match with the Motor City Machine Guns. This thing was just off the rails. It's almost impossible to have a bad match with the Motor City Machine Guns. But like the Wyatts, particularly Dexter Lumis, I mean, this poor guy had probably the worst night of his career. And I was talking about this prior to the tag title match because I said, you know, one difference between, you know, Triple H and Vince is if they would have had that match and Vince was in charge, I mean, like, that's probably the end of the Wyatts. I mean, he would have pulled the plug on them immediately. But the thing with Hunter, you know, whatever you want to say about the guy, like, he'll have his plan, he'll have his storyline, and, you know, 95% of the time, he's just going to keep going. And so you could see, like, when they brought the Wyatts back, the idea was They're going to run through that tag team division. All of the other tag teams are going to be fighting amongst themselves. And, like, the Wyatts are going to end up winning the titles. I mean, that's what it looked like when they started the thing. Then they had that horrible match. And so, like, I just thought, I don't know if they're going to put these belts on the Wyatts, dude. But he did. So the Wyatts are the tag team champions. I mean, God bless them. They're the worst tag team in the division. But, like, that's the story they're telling right now. And they, much like this show, barreled on through. So the Wyatts are the tag team champions.
And I believe if you consider Tiffany Stratton to be a heel, every WWE championship is currently held by heels.
Well, I think Tiffany is supposed to be a babyface, as astonishing as that is. So there is one right now. There is one. There's one babyface champion. And I do expect some title changes to be upcoming. Maybe even CM Punk at SummerSlam. Although we are going to talk about that after the break. And a little bit more on Seth Rollins. That's coming up after the break as well. We'll do the Raw report and talk all of the rest of the news and some TNA notes with Lance. And, of course, if you have questions, text us 425-780-7566. But we're going to head to a break. We'll be back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, a couple of things here. First off, we were just talking about the Wyatts winning the tag titles, Lance. The Wyatts are babyfaces.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Spooky, creepy.
Yes, the Wyatts are babyfaces. The Wyatts are babyfaces. And this doesn't actually count because they are heels. But the Judgment Day did win the tag titles as total babyfaces. They went into the match. They were total babyface. They made a babyface comeback, and they won clean. And it was like, but they're heels.
But they're a heel group.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Now, I will say, as we'll get to later, I'm fine with all the champions being heels if one of those champions is Naomi. She was on Raw. She has been so awesome since her most recent heel turn. When she did that promo on Raw and she called all the women in the locker room raggedy heifers, I died. I absolutely died at raggedy heifers. She was the greatest. I hope she never loses the belt.
She's really found her confidence. And it was fantastic. I was really impressed last night.
Okay, we also have to talk. We'll do the full Raw report, but I know you want to talk about Nikki and Chelsea, which I also want to talk about because I had a bunch of people that were messaging me saying that match was horrible. And this was before I watched it. And so I watched it, and honestly, it wasn't horrible until about the last 30 seconds. Last 30 seconds, that thing went off the rails. Before then, it was not too bad.
Did you see Nikki's post about the finish?
What'd she say about the finish? I saw that. I'm about to read the whole interview she did about the experience, but what'd she say about the finish?
She said she instinctively, accidentally went for her old finish by mistake. She was supposed to go for the TKO because the rack attack is what broke her neck, but she just instinctively, accidentally went for her old finish that broke her neck. And when she did, she realized she screwed up, and that's when Chelsea countered out, and then she went for the proper finish.
What is a rack attack compared to a TKO?
She would do the torture rack and then drop to her knees, and the woman would bump on her back.
Oh, yeah.
What broke her neck.
That ain't good for your neck.
And so when Chelsea fed in for the new finish, she, for some reason, just muscle memory, spun her around backwards and then tried to pick her up for the rack. And then realized, oh, crap, this is the one that broke my neck. I'm not supposed to do it. And they had to counter out of it. So it was just a memory lapse.
Yeah, that was weird. So she did an interview, and it was funny. She goes, she always puts a lot of pressure on herself. She was coming back from a 7-year layoff. She says, where I'm at now is I knew I wasn't going to go in tonight and be perfect. I knew I wasn't going to be an Io Sky. I wasn't going to be a Rhea Ripley. I wasn't going to be a Bayley. I wasn't even going to be a Chelsea Green. I howled. I don't think she meant to bury her, but God, what a line. And then she's talked about how, you know, it's been 7 years. I had a baby. You haven't been in the ring. And she was very happy. She was very blown up, she said, but I gave it my all. Well, you know what, Nikki? I'll tell you one thing. No matter how blown up you were in that match, you are not as blown up as Bron Breakker. Oh, my God, that poor guy. He was dying in that match, as we shall get to later. But I thought, honestly, like, nothing against Chelsea, but I thought, honestly, in that match, I thought Nikki, like, did a better job than she did. Very much like on Saturday, I thought that Trish did a better job than Tiffany. So that's just me. But you wanted to talk about their full circle deal here.
Well, sort of. I posted on, I don't know if it was Threads or Blue Sky, and I actually texted Chelsea about it. But Chelsea's WWE television debut, when she was like weeks into the business, was as Megan Miller, the physical therapist for Daniel Bryan.
That's right.
And had the confrontation with Brie, not Nikki, unfortunately, but for the enjoyment of myself last night, I considered it the same person. And Brie slapped the holy hell out of her in the ring for rumors of her having an affair with Daniel Bryan. And tonight, however many years later, she got to go full circle and have the grudge match with Abella.
I feel like she knocked her silly with that slap. I can't remember if that's the case or not, but I do know that Stephanie McMahon had a reputation, too, I remember.
Everyone said Steph's slaps were the hardest.
Yeah, you know, everyone, you know, they watched all these matches and you talk about this or that or this big move or landing on this head or whatever. But I don't think people realize how many people in wrestling got messed up because they got slapped. I mean, there have been a lot of people that have gotten messed up because they got slapped by some lady or another. And Stephanie was, she was a, what do they call it?
A potato?
Well, yeah, that too. God.
But yes, there's actually proper ways to slap people, and not everybody utilizes that technique.
Yeah, I like the old slap the neck, so you actually don't even touch the head. I don't like that slapping in the face really freaking hard.
I'm fine with the face as long as it's just with the fingers. It's when you get the heel of the hand in the side of the head that you're going to get knocked out.
So NXT tonight, we have got the go-home show, kind of, for a different promotion's pay-per-view. It is Trick Williams, Joe Hendry, and Mike Santana versus Dark State. And obviously the Slammiversary main event coming up on Sunday is Trick, Joe, and Mike Santana for the TNA title. The TNA title being defended in the main event of a TNA pay-per-view by an NXT wrestler against two TNA wrestlers. So we got that six-man, and we got Tony D and Channing Stacks Lorenzo and Luca Crucifino in a three-way. And then on Impact Thursday, we got Joe Hendry and Santana versus Trick and Frankie Kazarian. So many different, a lot of different combinations of these three guys leading up to this main event. Champion Moose versus Sami Callihan. Tessa Blanchard and Danny Luna and Order 4 versus The System. That's the TV, the actual TNA go-home show coming up on Thursday. Is that taped?
Yes.
Okay. Let the guy in charge that, what's his name? Bigfoot Silva? Let him know that I never know if the show's taped or not. So, is that his name?
Carlos.
Well, I know, but like Bigfoot Silva's name is Antonio Carlos Silva. So like the other day, you guys don't know what happens, which you don't. So I call Dave to do the Observer show at usually around midnight, and he's usually not ready. And then, you know, eventually he'll say, I'm checking my emails. And so we connect everything. And then for some reason, it's like another half hour before the show starts. Okay. So he finally comes over, ready to do the show. And I say, what are we going to talk about here today? And so the other day he's like, you know, all the shows this weekend and, you know, this and that and Carlos Silva and this and that. And so like, and I actually should record this someday because the way he actually says it is he goes, NXT Impact, Slammiversary, SummerSlam, Goldberg's retirement. And I'm like, whoa, dude, hold on a second. I'm trying to write it down. So I write it down.
He's Excaliburing you.
Yeah, and I try and put it in the order. So I do, like, you know, the pro wrestling first, then I do the MMA, and he doesn't want to do the TV shows until the very end, even though I used to always want to do them first because I figured they were more important, but he likes to do them at the end. So I'm putting everything in order, and I put Carlos Silva in the MMA section because I hear Carlos Silva, and it's like, okay, it's Antonio Carlos Silva, Bigfoot Silva. Like, what's going on with him? Is he out of retirement or something like that? So, like, we do the whole show, and then I do in the MMA section, what stupid thing did Connor do today? Oh, he was weightlifting with his, oh. And then, you know, it's, what's going on with Bigfoot Silva? And he goes, Bigfoot Silva? I'm talking about the guy in charge of TNA. I was like, what? Oh, Carlos Silva. Okay.
Who looks a surprising amount like Shawn Michaels.
What?
If you put a hat on him.
Oh, the current Shawn Michaels?
The current Shawn Michaels. If you put a cowboy hat on Carlos Silva and sat him at Gorilla, you could get a photo and people would mistake it for Shawn.
It's the cowboy hat.
There's also a similar something. I'm not sure what it is, but I've mentioned to a few people backstage, like, oh my God, does he ever look like Shawn?
Yeah, my dad is a, he is a Mexican. And whenever he wears a cowboy hat, he actually does sort of come, he does kind of have that Shawn Michaels thing. It's just kind of the older man with like a little bit of, you know, stubble right here. And, he's in pretty good shape, I would say. But anyway, what's the point of all of this? I don't know, except that the show is taped this coming Thursday. And it doesn't matter if it's live or taped, but there you go. Yep. All right, then Slammiversary.
Slammiversary Sunday.
Yep, we got the main event, and we got the Masha Slamovich-JC Jane match for the
title.
Knockouts and NXT titles. Yep, we got the Nemeths and the Hardys and Trey Miguel and Zach Wentz and AJ Francis and Casey Navarro for the tag titles in a ladder match. Champion Moose against Leon Slater, X Division title.
To see if Leon can beat Amazing Red's record and become the youngest X Division champion ever.
Yep. Ash and Heather by Elegance versus Inspiration, the former Iconics. Mustafa Ali versus Cedric Alexander and Tessa Blanchard versus Indy Hartwell. So there you go. That's the lineup. When we come back, I got to make one comment about the lineup for Dynamite on Wednesday, which, by the way, we have one match, but it's notable. And then we'll get into the Raw report. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. What the heck's going on with this thing? Golly. All right. So I don't have in front of me, of course, because I was busy during the break. My children arguing over a block. Anyway, there is a match announced for tomorrow's Dynamite show, and I bring it up because it involves the Death Riders, meaning Jon Moxley is in the match. And I bring it up because I thought for sure that he was going to take some time off after that match on Saturday, but apparently not. They're barreling on forward. It's Death Riders against Hangman, and I forget the other two. But that's the only match announced thus far. And, you know, they're moving from All In, which did like 28,000 people, to this Chicago residency. And as of yesterday, there were only 1,100 tickets out for Dynamite. 1,100. And I think the building was only set up for like maybe 1,200. But, you know, a lot of people were, oh man, they should have done a much bigger building for the first show after. And I mean, you could argue that, but I mean, it is actually an issue that they'd only sold 1,100 tickets yesterday, and that wasn't sold out. So they didn't even sell out 1,200 seats for the post All-In show. So I think, like, you guys watch WrestleMania, and you know they've been doing a really good job with WrestleMania of late. But it wasn't until, it was a while ago, but, you know, for a long time, you know, they did WrestleMania 1, which was a big deal. And then WrestleMania 2 really wasn't all that big a deal. And then WrestleMania 3 was a big deal because they had Hogan and Andre. But then, you know, WrestleMania 4 and WrestleMania 5 and, you know, it wasn't then what it became, which is, like, you don't miss WrestleMania. It doesn't matter if Hogan and Andre is the main event or Bushwhacker Luke and whoever. Like, you are going to see, like, that's a big show of the year. They made it an event, and they made the Raw after WrestleMania an event. And so far, AEW has kind of done that a little bit with Double or Nothing. And obviously, they had a couple big shows in Wembley. And they're trying to make that for All In, which is, like, All In is their WrestleMania. Every year, it's going to be a giant event. They're going to run a stadium. It's going to be the big blow-off shows. Like, for the hardcore fans, that's what it is already. But it's not their, like, to the regular wrestling audience yet. Their WrestleMania. You don't miss it no matter what. So they need to brand that. And they also, they really do need to brand, like, the Dynamite after All In. As you got to watch this show. There's going to be all sorts of stuff. The whole shebang. And clearly with 1,100 tickets out, which I know people are going to go, well, it's only set up for 1,200. You're right. That 1,200 should be gone by now. It's the show after All In. They shouldn't be at 1,100 in a 1,200-seat building. So there's work to be done, obviously. And this has been obvious for a while. You know, the pay-per-views always do well. They sell lots of tickets, and they do very well on pay-per-view. The TV is not doing well. Some shows do better than others, but in general, the TV isn't doing great. And so they need to work on that.
It's a tougher branding because it's a lot easier if you're coming in for Mania weekend to stay till Tuesday.
Sure.
You're not going to stay Monday and Tuesday to catch the show Wednesday to fly out on Thursday if you're coming in for All In. So there's a big disconnect just by the geography of being on Wednesday rather than the day after All In.
All right, so this Raw show here was, it was all right, I thought. Pretty good, actually.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting that on the heels of the All Women's Evolution show, the first 2 hours of this show was all women.
It was very, very women heavy. All the way up until the main event, actually.
Yeah.
Everything else was all women. And you know, the thing about the show also is, I mean, more than, you know, there was one awesome match on the show, a women's match, actually, Bayley and Lyra. And I think that the main event, it was a pretty good gauntlet match, but it wasn't like something people look back and go, my God, you remember that gauntlet match before SummerSlam? But what was most notable to me about the show is between the Women's Evolution show on Sunday, and I mean the Saturday night's main event as well, but they were in Atlanta for Goldberg, so that's kind of an aberration. It was his retirement match. Of course they're going to go nutty. But the Sunday Women's Evolution show and this Raw show, these freaking fans were fire. I mean, they were so hot for that Women's Evolution show. And Dave was kind of talking about how, well, you know, it sounded like a more women-heavy audience, lots of little girls and lots of women. Well, Raw was the next night, and it wasn't all little girls and women, and they were on fire for this show. And especially at the end of the show when Roman Reigns came back, I mean, they were just going nutty. And it really felt between Sunday and Monday, and really, I guess, Saturday, too, it really felt like this place is heating up again. And it wasn't like it had cooled down because, I mean, it had, as far as like booking goes and, you know, some of the crowds here and there in terms of like their reactions, it kind of felt like it had cooled down a little bit. But it's certainly like if you look at ticket sales and, you know, business, I mean, it was still totally on fire. There's been absolutely no business decline. But the crowd reactions from the last 2 days made it feel like this company is like heating up again. So I guess we'll see. You know, we got 3 weeks until SummerSlam. It's a two-night SummerSlam. But man, this crowd was crazy. So the show opened up with the Naomi segment, and she came out and she was so awesome.
She was on fire.
She was the best promo on the show. I mean, I don't think anyone's even close, to be honest. So she came out, and she was awesome. She's interrupted by Rhea, and she's interrupted by Io, and it leads to Adam Pearce announcing a three-way for the title at SummerSlam. And the only thing I did not like about this is Naomi is a heel champion. Rhea and Io are both babyfaces. And when Adam Pearce came out to announce that Naomi was going to have to defend in a three-way against two babyfaces in a match where she can lose that belt without being pinned, she was, like, happy. She smiled. She was like, yeah! I was like, why are you excited about this? Like, the whole idea is that heel always hates having to defend in a three-way. But she was happy, so I don't know why. That didn't make sense.
Maybe she's got friends that are going to help her out because three-ways are no DQ, which drives me insane.
That is true. Yeah. By the way, since when were gauntlet matches no DQ?
I don't know, but as soon as Michael Cole said those words after the trip in the main event, I lost interest because I hate those rules, and I always wonder why the villains are standing ringside that long before they help.
I could have sworn that they have done gauntlet matches where a person has been eliminated via DQ.
Oh, I'm
but
sure they have.
They just randomly announced there's no DQs in a gauntlet. I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. So we had Raquel and Roxanne versus Asuka and Kairi, which I thought was pretty good. Roxanne and Raquel won, and they continue to work together to win matches. And they're starting to get on the same page, and that, of course, is building to the eventual return of Liv Morgan. To be very happy.
I'm becoming a big fan of Roxanne.
Oh, you're becoming?
Well, I haven't seen her much. I don't watch the shows like you do.
Dude, she's freaking great.
Yes.
Yes.
But I've probably seen, I've probably seen less than five of her matches, so.
Yeah. She's been this good, like, since she came in. I mean, this is not like one of those women that came in and was bad. I mean, she came in at like 19 or whatever she was, and she was already like one of the best women's workers they had. And man, she's good. We had a, and this, by the way, this is also notable. Jackie asks Heyman, what's up with Seth Rollins? And allegedly Seth had his evaluation in Birmingham, and Paul claims we have no information. And I now, I mean, listen, I don't have that much inside information, but I will say I believe 100% that he has a minor knee injury. They worked the injury on Saturday night's main event. He's getting the minor knee injury taken care of. They're going to lead you to believe he's going to be out 9 months. He's going to make a surprise return, maybe not as early as SummerSlam, but significantly, quote, ahead of schedule. And the way they did this segment right here, it was like, if he was legitimately injured on Saturday night and tore his ACL and everything else that they're kind of hinting that he did, I mean, they don't have no information on Monday. Paul isn't keeping it a secret and making it come across like a total angle. I mean, I'm of the camp that he's mildly hurt and will be back somewhat soon.
But I'm also of the camp that this injury has gotten a lot of speculation and a lot of buzz and a lot of talk, and they're going to want to keep that in the dark to keep that buzz and talk going no matter what.
Then we had the women's best of three falls match, Lyra versus Bayley, with the winner getting Becky at SummerSlam. And the first match went a minute, the first fall. And the first fall goes a minute, and it's just a cradle. Bayley slapped her and pinned her. And I was like, what a waste. Like, I was already irritated. But then the second fall went 10 minutes, and the third fall went, I don't even know how long, longer. But this match was freaking awesome. I mean, by the time they got to the end, the place is going wild. The work is great. And the finish was so awesome, as Bayley has a, I think she's got her in like the crossface or whatever. And Lyra is fighting for these ropes, and she's fighting for these ropes, and she's not going to make it. And she's about to grab, and Bayley does a deal where she pushes off the ropes and does a roll back into the move. But Lyra uses her momentum to continue rolling to her feet, and she hits a Nightwing and gets the pin. Clean pin. It's her and Becky at SummerSlam. This was the best thing on the show. It probably would have been, I think this was better than a three-way at the Evolution show, which was awesome. So this was great.
I enjoyed it too. I just don't like the inconsistency, especially on the same show, in that the other title match was kind of in a three-way that Naomi won, and the decision is, we'll have another three-way. And this one, they had a three-way where one person won, and they decided that the two challengers will have a single match to determine who's the single challenger. It's like, why two completely different trains of thought for the exact same scenario?
And then really the only other thing I want to talk about, because we don't have time, is the main event, which was the gauntlet match. And it didn't go an hour. It went about 45 minutes. And Bron Breakker beat Penta. Bron Breakker beat LA Knight. Bron Breakker beat Jey Uso. And then finally, the last match, it's Bron Breakker and CM Punk. And everybody tries to interfere. Your Bronson Reeds, et cetera, et cetera. And then Jey Uso comes out. And Punk ends up hitting the GTS and winning. And my two takeaways are, number one, poor Bron Breakker was freaking exhausted. I mean,
that's a lot of work, dude.
Dude, he's trying to do his sprinting spear, and this guy can barely run. And the other point is, like, the idea is, you know, this guy runs a gauntlet to get a title shot. CM Punk came in at the end against an exhausted guy, and after interference, won. So, like, if the idea was to get him over big for Gunther, I don't think this did it at all. We'll talk about Roman after the break, Observer Live.
Thank you. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the Raw show ended with old Roman Reigns coming out. And he ran wild and they chanted OCOTC and they chanted his name. And he ended up destroying Reed and Braun and... I guess we'll have to find out what he's doing at SummerSlam. Is it like Roman and Bronson Reed? Is it Roman and Braun Breaker? Who's Roman facing?
I don't know, but they were singing his name, which was weird.
Yeah. I mean, they've done that before. They've done the Roman Reigns song before. But I think obviously it was probably... I mean, my guess is because whatever happened, somebody asked like, well, if the Seth injury was a work, why did they have to redo the last 40 minutes of Saturday night's main event? Well, it's because if it was a work, they haven't told anybody it was a work. Like, all the production people and the other wrestlers, that's what I talked about the other day. If people find out this whole thing was a work, they're going to be furious. Because everybody was under the impression Saturday that he got hurt on that spot, and they like had to scramble in the last 40 minutes to get the show back on track, because I was told there was something at the end of the show, which I later heard was it was not a cash-in, but there was something planned for the end of the show that didn't happen because of what happened with Seth.
The rest of Goldberg's speech.
Well, it could have been that, but what I actually think it was Seth probably was going to head down to the ring or something. And Roman Reigns was going to make his big return, and they were going to do Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. So with Seth out, maybe it's going to be Roman and Braun or Roman and Bronson or something of that nature. But anyway, we're out of time. Thank you, Lance. We'll see you over the next couple of days. And I'll be back tonight. Brian and Vinny's show, Mid-South Wrestling and more. Wrestling Observer Live.